The wardens. They sent me fun facts, and I think they were trying to one-up each other. Scott Ward was a national park ranger where he dealt with daring mountain rescues, bear attacks, and avalanches. Ray Schmidt is an extreme sports athlete, and 2 years ago, he took his whitewater kayak down the very dangerous Bow Falls in Banff National Park. Bradley Bischoff once stripped down and faced off with Chuck Norris. That's what you said to say, right? The wardens are master musicians. They're Banff National Park based, whose music and stories emanate from the very land they've protected for decades with their fists, with their bloody fists, people. Blending folk roots and Western styles, the wardens reflect the pristine wilderness of the Rocky Mountains. Their music drips with Canadian authenticity. Which is true. I was backstage and I said, what's with the wet carpet all around you? And they said, that's Canadian authenticity, man. You ready, boys? All right. They depict a rich depth of truthfulness and stems from a life lived in the deep wilderness of the Canadian Rockies. From that wilderness, the Wardens. Come on.
Hello, Bellevue. How's everybody tonight? Oh, come on, it's a Friday night in Bellevue. How's everybody in Bellevue tonight? That's right, we didn't come all the way down from Canada for golf claps, so thank you so much. We are so excited to be here. We're going to share with you some of our stories and some of our songs about our experiences as National Park Wardens. Down here, you might know them as National Park Rangers. And, you know, we chase grizzly bears, we rescue stranded climbers from the mountainside, and we ride horses. And this song sort of sums it all up. It's called Government Cowboy.
Well, I can ride, I can rope, I can jiggle and pack, and I can tack a shoe on. As a matter of fact, I head for the hills and ride for the gov, getting paid for doing something I really love. 'Cause I'm a government cowboy, loping down the trail, hoping to heck if I have a wreck, the brakes on my horse won't fail. Saddle up, boys, we're burning daylight.
I'll get the horses. I'll make the coffee.
The chopping wood, skin, logs, drift, fences to fix. You got a jug, buddy, I get the mix. We'll stay up all night in hell, we'll have a ball. God dang it, my head, we missed radio call. 'Cause I'm a government cowboy, loping down the trail, hoping to heck if I have a wreck, the brakes on my horse won't fail.
Oh, that black horse is looking mighty humpy this morning. Who's riding Old Midnight?
He is!
So you won't see us riding at the Calgary Stampede, for Kisco, for Noka, or Laramie. But we've been on a lot of 8-second rides, or just knowing around to testify. 'Cause I'm a government cowboy, loping down the trail, hoping to heck if I have a wreck, the brakes on my horse won't fail.
Last verse. Are you still with us? All right.
Are we there yet?
So you find the horses and I'll do the chuck. And Jimmy's meeting soon with the trailer and truck. We're heading to town. Our wallets are thin. We're hoping the girls got the timesheets in.
'Cause I'm a government cowboy, loping down the trail, hoping to heck if I have a wreck, the brakes on my horse won't fail. Yeah, we are government cowboys, loping down the trail, hoping to heck if we have a wreck, the brakes on our horse, brakes on our horse, brakes on our horse won't fail.
Thank you.
We're going to take this opportunity to introduce to you Mr. Ray Schmidt here. Ray is a National Park Warden in Revelstoke and Glacier National Parks in the beautiful province of British Columbia, north of here.
Yeah, Ray's a heck of a young man. Thank you very much, everyone. And you know, Ray, he's a fine bass player, and he's a really good songwriter. He's a talented young man, does all our social media and things and our artwork and such. But where Ray really earns his keep is that he drives the average age of the band way down. And that's really important to Scott and I, you betcha. And I wanted to tell you that storytelling is integral to a warden show. and we've been doing about 40 shows a year all over Western Canada and nicely getting into the U.S. now. And we like to preface most of our songs with a mesmerizing story from our past and from our careers. And Ray's going to share one of those stories with you right now.
Thanks, Brad. Well, back in 1885, Canada created its very first national park called Banff National Park. It was the third in the world after Yellowstone down here in the U.S. And it was a landscape that, it was an area that protected a beautiful Canadian Rockies landscape and all the wildlife in it. But it was just a little bit too late to protect the wild buffalo that once roamed in its valleys and meadows. 50 years before Banff National Park was created, there were 30 million buffalo across North America. And when Banff was created, there were only 500 left, found down in the Flathead Reservation in Montana. And Banff's first park superintendent, Howard Douglas, he heard about this herd, and he thought that Canada should play a part in keeping the buffalo from going extinct. So they bought that last herd, shipped him up to Canada, and from that herd, they've since regenerated the numbers back to the point where they're no longer on the verge of extinction. But they never did come back to Banff National Park. But next year, for the very first time in the history of Banff, they're gonna swing those gates open, and Banff, or buffalo are gonna run wild and free in Banff National Park once again. This song is the title track of our brand new album. It's called Sleeping Buffalo. Thank you. That's Sleeping Buffalo.
Thanks, everyone.
I'd like to introduce Brad Bischoff to you now. Brad is a park warden in Jasper National Park and Banff National Park, starting his career back in 1981.
That's right, Brad, he's worked from in national parks coast to coast to coast in Canada. And as Scott mentioned, he started back in 1981 in Jasper before working down to Banff. In 1981, when I was just 6 years old.
Oh.
There he is, our good friend, Bradley Bischoff, 30 years, National Park Ranger.
That hurt. Get you for that. Yeah, I think it was around 1983. I was a young park warden. I was stationed about 45 miles outside of Jasper in a place called Long Lake. And when we started our shifts back in those days, we'd go in the bush for 17 days and come off for four. And that was our schedule right through the spring, summer, and the fall. Sometimes we'd go in the backcountry by ourselves. For the most part, we wouldn't see another person for 2 weeks. It was just fantastic. I love the solitude of it, and of course I love the horse work. And the way that it worked there in these remote cabins where we were at is that in the evening we'd let the horses go. We'd travel with three, sometimes four horses. We let the horses go at night so they could feed and graze on the grass all evening. Then hopefully we'd catch them up in the morning and start our day. And so after supper we'd put hobbles on the horses, which are just leather straps on the front legs. Kind of dissuades them from traveling too far, hopefully. And then we put a bell on the mares, because the mares are always the boss of the boys. The boys always want to follow the mares wherever they go. It's kind of funny, huh, guys? So if you find the mares, chances are you'll find the rest of the horses. So we always put the bell on the mares. So I was in my bunk. I said to myself, I have not heard a bell for some time. I just better go check on the horses before I turn in and make sure they're not too far away. Well, I'll tell you, those sons of guns, they went down into the lake and around the fence and down the river for about 2 miles. This is all at dusk. And then they swam the Chaba River on the other side. So I got there. It's almost dark. I look across the river. There's my horses. Just grazing in a sedge meadow. I tried to call them back to me, but they wouldn't come. They just turned around, they swish their tails, and I think that's kind of the horse equivalent of giving me one of these, you know? Swish your tail, adios. So back up to the cabin I went. I had a sleepless night on my sheet, staring up at the rafters of the cabin. I'm in so much trouble with my boss. I can't find my horses, I'm done, so. This song is about what happened for the next 48 hours or so. It's a true story. All our songs are original. We write everyone, no covers in this band, and 100% original material, and you just can't make this stuff up, you know? The song is called Suicide Bridal. It goes like this. In my bunk at Old Horn Cabin, reading Streets of Laredo, they were shooting and stabbing. My ponies were grazing and lazing in the meadow below. It's time to turn in, there's a long ride tomorrow, and I'll check the horses to mitigate my sorrow in the event I could prevent them from escaping on me. The lead mare with the hobbles and bells, she whispered to the boy, said, "What the hell, let's give her. We'll swim the river and have the night to ourselves. Them sons of bitches ain't give me the slip. Around the fence without pretense, giving me lip. They lit out, no doubt, to their freedom.
You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can. You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can.
Bunkhouse to grab me a bridle. I jumped in the river, it was suicidal. Rip tidal, the water's too fast. I gulped and I gasped and I crawled
horses,
back to shore.
He's hunting
tossing it and turning, my mind was churning. And at the crack of dawn, I figured out what was going on with my Bermuda. Swam like a barracuda across horses, the Chava River.
He's hunting horses.
All the next day, there's hell to pay. I about pitched a fit following tracks and horse shit, and swearing and tearing up the country as fast as I could.
You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can. You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can.
Gendarme en route to a burglar alarm. He spied some horses in the trees. He said, freeze! No hesitation in his investigation. He radioed town.
Dispatch, this is Whiskey 3.
Go ahead, Whiskey 3.
I've got some horses in the ditch here on the highway. They've got the brand. They're definitely warden horses.
My fellow park ranger, I said, don't be a stranger. Well, he was well mounted, and I knew I could count on him to deliver that liver chestnut to me.
Horses. He's found
we improved
horses.
Our morale, the horses in the corral, and we drank from the bottle, and I threatened to throttle those ponies, red ronies, if they ever did that again.
You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can. You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can.
You wanna be my best friend? Catch me if you can. The end.
Thank you. Oh, thanks everybody. Thanks so much. I just want to give a huge shout out to Far West for bringing us down here and keeping that wall from being built at the border. We made it across yesterday. That's right. We're going to hear a song now from a song and a story now from our cultural elder here, our tribal elder. He has he's really the spirit of the warden service. And I worked with a lot of the original National Park wardens. And, you know, he has been 35 years chasing grizzly bears, rescuing climbers, and spending time in the backcountry. Let's hear it for Scotty Ward, 35-year National Park Ranger.
Thank you very much. This song is about our National Park's horse ranch. It's called the Yaha Tinda. Yaha Tinda in Stony Native language means mountain prairie. It's a beautiful fescue grass ranch, completely surrounded by the Canadian Rockies. It butts right up against the north boundary of Banff Park. So you can get to it from Banff town site by riding on your horse for 3 days up the Cascade Trail, staying in little warden cabins along the way. So when the work is all done in the summer and the fall, we ride our horses back to the ranch and drop them off there for overwintering. It's usually November, it's cold, it's chilly, and we're Yaha Tinda bound.
There's a place on the eastern slope, in the mountains deep. It's a place of rolling grass, where the Red Deer River sweeps. Riding north into that land, where silence can be found. Riding north, I'm Yaha Tinda bound. Canada, the great white north, bitter cold descends. Alpine passes choked with snow that Mother Nature sends. Bitter wind down valley steep chills me to the bone. Riding north, I'm Yaha Tinda bound. These ponies, they deserve a rest. Going hard since June. Step out, son, it's not far now. Gonna be there soon. These horses tend to slip and slide and skid on frozen ground. Riding north, I'm Yaha Tinda bound. I arrive, I'll pull their shoes, turn them out on grass. They will lope out through that gate, they are free at last. Heavy snows obscure the ground, they'll feed on bales round.
riding north.
I'm yachting about.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks everybody. This is so great. Bellevue, thank you so much. We've got one left for you here. And you know, we've talked about a lot of this life. These guys have been doing it for 30 years. And you know, not much. There's a lot of things that haven't changed. We still ride horses out in the backcountry. There's still a great wilderness to protect out there. You know, but some of the people have changed that are coming on board today. And this song is about menu planning in the woods.
It's called Suffer on the Trail.
Antioxidants omega-3.
Suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. There's couscous in the cupboard at Indian Head. Lentils, chickpeas, artisan bread. Whole wheat flour, it's gluten-free. And extra virgin, can you explain that to me? There's sun-dried tomatoes, quinoa, of course, bags of granola.
I fed it to my horse.
From research scientists and volunteers. And undergrad students coming out your ears.
There's antioxidants, omega-3. Suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3.
The suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be.
And pinto beans, goji berries, caraway seeds, veggie chili, and a quiche Lorraine.
That's an egg pie, isn't it?
Yeah, pass the butter if it's all the same. There's antioxidants, omega-3. Suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3. The suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. Give me a steak and potato and a can of corn. Pancakes and bacon, we'll get you around the horn. Cowboy coffee
and a couple toothpicks.
Yeah, I love a good toothpick. The jerky in your saddlebag will do the trick. There's antioxidants, omega-3. Suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3. The suffer on the trail ain't what it used to be. There's antioxidants, omega-3. Supper on the trail ain't what it used to be.
much from Canada. We'll see you around.
Thanks, everyone.